One of the things I really love to do in my time off is to go motorbike riding, not on bitumen roads, but on back roads and exploring. And a couple of weeks ago, I went with Rod McNeil. We went. We did a 300-kilometre ride over a couple of days from Southern Cross up through Bullfinch, Golden Valley. What's the name of the place? You can't remember, no. Golden Valley, Mount Jackson, an old station, and then across to the Helena Aurora Ranges. And then we came back down through Cuyanobbing. And one of the things that really surprised me, and Rod will testify to this, is so when we leave, we set it all out on the GPS. I've got a HEMA maps on my phone, and they're pretty comprehensive, and you plot your map and you head off and you get to where you think there should be a road and they've got a do not enter because there's a mine there. And then you take a detour and you go a little further around out of your way, and there's haul roads there with these massive long road trains just hauling ore, iron ore and stuff. And then there's other roads that have just got fences across them because the tracks are... Well, what we think is okay actually isn't what is okay. Just this last week, I was chatting with Rowan and we were talking about the next sermon series that we want to do. And we're going to be doing a series on what it is to be a disciple and a follower of Jesus. And we just want to pair it right back to what Jesus says about it, not what we put on it, not as a curriculum, not as the idea, not as the term, but what does Jesus call us to be? And I think if I was to think about one of the most important things that we can do as a church as we head into that, and in fact, in every season of our life, is to learn to hear, to have a heart to listen and to hear God. So we were talking about this week, and I said to Rowan, how do you get on with your quiet times? How do you do it? And he said, I struggle a bit sometimes, and I probably can't really, just with busyness and the young family and whatnot, And I said, well, you know what? I think you are reading your Bible and praying. Oh, absolutely. He said, yeah. And I said, but that's what it's all about. It's spending time with God and it's praying. And we heard it from the kids this morning. And so this morning we wanted to do a little bit different. We're going to have some interviews. Rowan's going to speak. I'm going to speak. We're going to try and wrap it up. Money's changed hands this morning already for me to have a short sermon, apparently. $300. No, just joking. So here's a verse that has always been really close to me. Psalm 119, verse 5. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Who believes that? Who believes that God's word is powerful and you know, is the thing that sets us forward? One of the things that I really appreciate about when I go away on my motorbike is the fact that I've got this map system. It does get me into trouble, but it's actually communicating with something higher than I am. It's communicating with a raft of GPS satellites in space, and it can tell me exactly where I am, and presumably it can help me, if the map is correct, find my way going forward. And I love that idea of something outside of my life that can help me navigate. Your word is a light unto my path. We've got a creek down the back of our block, and whenever it rains hard, we get all the water off Coppin Road coming through our block. And this rain this last week, just down from us, the creek blocked up. So all this water flooded through our property off Coppin Road. And usually I would go out there and just check with a torch, because usually when I need to check, it's dark and it's raining and I need to be able to see where I'm going. And isn't that the case, that we don't need a map and we don't need a light when we know where we are, but we do when we don't know where we are? And so here's a question for you. What's going to happen to you this week? I can probably back up and say, what have you got planned? And you could probably give me lots of different things. But that wasn't what I asked. I asked what is going to happen to you this week. It's different, isn't it? And how often is it that when we plan things, it doesn't actually turn out the way that we think it does? But God's word is a light unto our path. Psalm 61 verse 2 says, "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call out as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I am." You know, God's word is that rock that we hold on to. It's that GPS signal that connects us with God. It's that sense of mooring that we may know where we are at the moment, but we don't know the track ahead, but God does. And he's the one who wants to lead us in that. The children of Israel in Exodus 13 had left Egypt and they were out in the desert. They estimate there was probably somewhere around 2 million people following Moses. And they started to get hungry and they started to realize that they may be lost, and the people started to complain. They weren't lost because God knew where they were going. But they were in the desert and they were in this place of uncertainty. And this is what God said to them, what God did for them. He says he gave them a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night a pillar of fire to give them light so they could travel by day or by night. Don't you love that idea? That when we're in the desert, when we're in the darkness, when we're in the darkness in daytime, we have something that will speak to our hearts and show us the way. When the church called me here, it wasn't a decision on the basis of, yeah, it sounds good, I'll take it. It was something that the church prayed about and I prayed about and we heard from God together. 4 years ago, my call was reviewed and it was the same thing again. I heard from God, and how did I do that? I spent time in God's word. And I've got really clear passages of scripture, like God just speaking into my life. Even in this season at the moment, where things feel a bit flat and a bit down, God is still speaking to me and telling me stuff. He is my mooring point in the darkness. I don't know what's going to happen this coming week, but my Father does. And you know what? He wants to have that same relationship with you. He wants you to spend time with him in his word. He wants you to be praying. And wasn't it beautiful to hear the little kids talk about that this morning? That out of the mouth of babes, they're doing it already. Isaiah says this, Isaiah 50 verses 10 to 11. "Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let the one who walks in darkness," that's probably most of us because we don't know what's happening next week, "who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God." Underscore rely on their God. Verse 11, this is interesting. Take careful note. "But now all you who light fires and provide for yourselves with flaming torches, go walk in the light of your fires and of your torches that you've set ablaze, and this is what you'll receive. You'll lie down in torment." So there's these juxtapositions here. The person that's in darkness, doesn't know where they're going, needs to trust in God and let God light the way forward. You know what our temptation is? To light our own fire, to navigate our own way out, to make our own path. And he says the result of that is torment. And the Hebrew word there is actually, it's simply physical and mental suffering. Anxiety, uncertainty. I heard this week that the three top reasons why people go to the doctors in this present season is anxiety, stress and depression. And just this last week we had 40 guys at Blokes and we had an evening and we were talking about well-being for men, health and stuff. And they started talking about anxiety and we just did a bit of a poll there and then and said, how many guys are suffering with anxiety? And some of them put their hands up high and some of them just waved their hand. But there were 7 out of 40 guys there that were suffering with anxiety. And so I just think, you know, in this season and in all seasons of life, we need to learn to hear and listen to God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness so that servant of God," that's us, "may be thoroughly equipped." So it is God's word. It teaches us, it corrects us so that we can become more like Jesus. When we go out on our adventure rides right out into the desert, we set our bikes up pretty carefully. We take food and water and tools and equipment and spare tubes and, you know, even little mini compressors that my son bought me. Why? Because we want to be thoroughly equipped for the road and for the uncertainties that lay ahead. And that's God's promise to you today, that if you spend time in His Word, it's going to be the light to your path. It's going to make things clear for you, but it's also going to thoroughly equip you for what lays ahead and what is coming. I love that. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I know what I have planned. God does. And if I put my trust in Him and spend time in His Word, I'll be ready for whatever it is.